Well, QPAC is getting a new theatre. The Queensland Cultural Centre at South Bank is going to be redeveloped. $150 million. It's a terrific design. And if the images that I've seen today are anything like the reality, it is going to be sensational. One man, no doubt, is very happy today. He's the chair of QPAC, Professor Peter Coldrake. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. Excited, are you?
Yeah. It's a great day. The announcement that the initiative was going to occur, of course, was made in last year's budget. And it takes a period of time for there to be a process to pick a design. And we're extraordinarily happy with the outcome that was announced today.
Yeah, it's like when you build a home, isn't it? You make the, now we're going to build a home. But once you get the drawings, once you get the photos and you get the approval from the bank, it all changes, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Now we're on to the next stage of the journey, which will be the construction, and that's going to take through to probably toward the end of 2022 or perhaps early 2023. So it's a major initiative, and as you probably know, there's going to be, depending on the configuration, between 1,500 and 1,600 seats, and we can use things that are occurring. I mean, technology is allowing new things, and one of our objectives, we are QPAC, Queensland Performing Arts Centre, not Brisbane's, and one of the things that we have a strong ambition about is to make sure that we can reach all Queenslanders, and through Australia and other allied technologies and years ahead, hopefully that will be possible. We also want to have more ability to bring our own programs and initiatives. We have through the international series, we're bringing La Scala Opera, we bought them, we're bringing Bolshoi next month, but it's quite common that you see the same sort of shows circulating around the place, and there will always be a fair bit of that, but we want to have the flexibility or ability to mount productions of our own, which actually draw on local expertise. So it's a very exciting concept.
Will the new theatre be bigger than the Lyric Theatre? Will it be the biggest, or will it be matching?
No. It'll be smaller. Lyric, depending on configuration, is up to 2,000. So this is a bit smaller. But the selection of it, which of course was made by people who have got much more competence than people like me. they looked at what is needed and what works internationally and what works nationally, and in terms of sorts of productions which we wish to attract here, and that seems to be the preferred size. It's also, I think, there's a real interest in ensuring that you've got excellent sight lines and the acoustics are optimal. And all those sorts of things. So, it's ensuring that the experience is a terrific one for people who visit the venue itself.
Yeah, it's very important. Every performer that I've spoken to on the program that has been on stage at QPAC, whether it be the Concert Hall, the Playhouse, Cremorne, whatever it may be, or the Lyric, that's what they talk about, how great the facilities are here in Queensland. So there's a lot to live up to, isn't there?
Well, there certainly is. And it's worth saying that this will be the biggest centre for performing arts in Australia once it's done. I mean, we've got that position arguably now, but it says something about the demand here. There's such a strong local demand, and also, of course, Queensland and Brisbane need to see the opportunities of cultural tourism. I mean, when shows like Bolshoi or The Ring Cycle or whatever has been contemplated, do come, a significant proportion of the audience comes in from out of state, even indeed internationally, and they stay in hotel rooms and even restaurants and actually add to the economy. So the cultural entertainment performance area is a very big part of the future economy, and we're very excited to be part of it and doing our bit.
Yeah, more than 1 million people a year, 1,000 performances. You lose track of how many performances, how many people visit QPAC each year. This will increase it by close to 300,000. Peter, will it have any impact on QPAC itself and the theatres while construction is going on, or will everything still remain the same and business as usual?
Well, I think the people who have the expertise in this are doing everything they possibly can to minimise that. There will be some, but the place will be running throughout that period. But there will be some periods where, and they've already been planned into the schedule. So 2 or 3 hours, John Kotzis, the CEO, and his team, they have a very good idea of what sort of short term disruptions might be encountered, and they're working around those right now. So I think people. So I'd say they're going to be minimised, but There will be some, but we'll know about them well in advance.
Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations. It is a big day with the unveiling, and can't wait to see it finished.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Professor Peter Coldrake there, who is the chair of QPAC, $150 million new theatre, and go online, have a look at the diagrams, the drawings, the artist impressions, and it will be stunning. And as the professor said, we have the biggest arts centre, arts community there at the Cultural Centre in the country, and it's only going to get better.